The history of firefighting. Nowadays, most towns and cities have firefighters to put out fires. But it was very different in the past. In early U.S. history, as towns started to grow into larger cities, fires were very dangerous. In the 1700s, most houses were made out of wood. Once a fire started, it could spread very quickly, putting thousands of people in danger. There were no fire departments, so neighbors and volunteers worked together to put out any fire that started in a neighborhood. In order to put out a fire, people would make a line between the nearest river and the place where the fire was. They passed buckets of water that were collected at the river from one person to the next. Then, the people closest to the fire threw the buckets of water over it. They continued to do this until the fire was put out. In the 1800s, there were many new inventions to fight fires. Although these tools helped put out fires, they were difficult to use. This meant that people needed to get special training to use them. As a result, special teams of men began to learn to use these tools. They were called firefighters. By 1910, another important invention changed the way firefighters did their work. This was the fire engine, a type of truck that firefighters use. By using fire engines that carry water, it became faster and easier to put out fires. Because of this, fewer people were needed and the number of firefighters on the team got smaller. Today, firefighters do much more than just put out fires. They are trained for many kinds of emergencies. In fact, firefighters provide help in 70% of all emergency medical calls in the United States.